Okay, ninth paragraph of Maseches Ksubos, Daf Pei Gimel. Hakosev le'ishta. Man writes to his wife. He's married already. And he writes to his wife, Dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich. I don't have anything to do with your property. Dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich. I have nothing to do with your property. It's already his property. They're already married. But he says, ein li b'nechasayich. I don't have anything to do with your property. Hareza ochel peres b'chayehal. We will see why this is in the Gemara. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that he still eats peres in her lifetime. Meaning, basically, what he said is we don't know what he meant by what he said. And even if we do know what he meant, it's very iffy whether it works or not, because this isn't a lashon of kinyan, this isn't a lashon of hefker. He says, I just don't have anything to do with yirchasim. So he's able to eat peros in her lifetime, which is what he's always supposed to do, has the ability to do. The yemesa yarsha, and even if she dies, he yarshins her. So Im Kain asked the Gemara, Lama kasala, didn't drama ein li b'nechasayach. So what was meant by his statement? If he can still eat a peiros, and if she dies, he yarshes her. So what was the point of his statement? Sheimach rav nasta kayim, says the Gemara, the lowest thing that he could have meant, the most minimal thing that he could have meant was that she has the ability to sell her items. So therefore, we say that is the umdana, that is what we say, that's the only thing that we could say is included in his statement. That if she sells stuff, then it works. Even though maker adin, it does not work when she's married. But, as we saw the first mission in the last parak, but that's what we say is included in his words. But he can still eat fruit, bechayeha, and he yarshin sir. Case number one of the Mishnah. Case number two. Kasavla dinu dvarim ein li b'nechasayich uve peirosehen. What if he adds on that word? I don't have anything to do with your nechasim and your peiros. So then, hareze eino ocha peiros b'chayeha. Then he doesn't eat peiros because he said that beferish, that he doesn't want to eat the peiros, so he doesn't eat peiros b'chayeha. V'imesa yarsha. And though if she dies, the yarshes her, because we don't know if that's included. The Rush here says that case two, though, includes case one's din. Meaning even in case two, even though the bishop doesn't say it, she also can sell and it will be good. And we say that there's an extra thing that's included. Eid b'chasayach means she can sell and he won't be able to prevent. And peirosein includes that he's not allowed to eat peiros. But the only thing excluded now is v'imesa yarsha. The Beis Yosef quotes that maybe he thinks the Torah argues, maybe in case number two, the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it means only this din applies. He cannot eat peiros, but maybe she would not be able to sell. That is a machloka, seems to be the Rush, and maybe the Torah in the mind of the Beis Yosef. What would be a svar? We'll see a svar in the Gemara. What is the least, if we say that only the minimal thing could be included, what's the most minimal thing? So that could be the issue behind the Torah and the Rush. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds, La'olam ochel peirei peiros ad sheyichtov la. Rabbi Yehuda says, he always eats peirei peiros. We'll see on Ahmed Bey's, what does it mean? Fruit of the fruit. Until he writes, ad sheyichtov la din udvarim ein li b'nechasayach uve peiroseyen uve peirei peiroseyem ad olam. He always eats the secondary level of peiros. Until he writes this all-inclusive lashon. I don't have anything to do with your property, or the fruit of your property, or the fruit of the fruit of your property, ad olam, forever. So that's an all-inclusive lashon according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Next case. So again, we had two lashonas. Now the third lashon. Kasav la didu dvarim ein li b'chasayich uve peiroseyen uve peiroseyen b'chayich uve moseich. Right, this lashon, not only in your nechasim and your fruit and the fruit of your fruit, in your life and in your death. So then, eino chaberes b'chayeha ve'meisa eino yarsha. Then he loses everything because that's an all-inclusive lashon during her lifetime or after she dies. Rishiv Gamliel Omer, Rishiv Gamliel adds, and the Gemara will talk about the machlokes tomorrow. Really, imesa yirashena. Rishiv Gamliel says no. If she dies, so then he yarshin sir, even though he said this lashon, even though yes he does lose the peiros, even though yes she can sell, but the yerusha din does not kick in. He still yarshin sir. Why? Because this is a tznai going against what it says in the Torah. As we discussed earlier in the Masechta, if you make a tznai against what it says in the Torah, the tznai is batal. A person tries to get married amanas that he does not have sher ksus v'ona obligations, that doesn't work because those are chiyuvei deraisa. So that's what the Mishnah says according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That find the other ones, peiros and her ability to sell might work, but in terms of yerusha, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the husband's yarshining the wife is deoraisa, and therefore he cannot make a tnai against that. Rabbi Kiva Eger here on the Mishnah asks that there is a number of opinions in Maseches Baba Basra that says if you make a kinyan and part of the kinyan doesn't work, then the whole kinyan doesn't work. If you try to be kone three things and one of the three didn't work, the case is called kni'at v'chamor. So then the case then nothing works. So Ib Kane says Rekiva Eger Hechad Hachad the Chayo Bedvarav Bechayechu v'Moseich Rekiva the Batal Inyan b'Moseich he's Batal Kulo. If the Yerusha aspect doesn't work, so the whole thing shouldn't work. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Efshar, beautiful, it's possible, the Siwik Adif Bazeh, Kemo de Adif Le'inyan Damer Shalom Bala Olam. Here, as Michael just said, it's not a real Kinyan. By a real Kinyan, if you make Machin as a Kona something, so then it's gonna fall apart, in part of its ruin. But here it's a Siwik. As we'll see in the Gemara, Siluk, just removing yourself, works in some places where Kinyonim don't work. For example, Davar Shelo Bo La'olam. As the Gemara is going to say, you can be Masalik yourself from a right that you don't yet have. You can't make a Kinyon of something you don't yet have. So you see, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Siluk works on things more than Kinyonim. So too, just like Davar Shelo Bo La'olam, suggests Rabbi Kiva Eger, so too it could work here, even though part of it is batal. The other answer given, so in the Be'er Adaf quotes the Ayelas HaShachar, gives another answer. What's the whole reason that a Kinyan might not work if part of it's batal? Because you do one Maisa Kinyan, and if one Maisa Kinyan is ruined, is tainted, so then the whole thing is ruined. But here, what do? You didn't do a Kinyan, you did an Amira. An Amira, so it's like a separate, you can look at every word as a separate Amira. You can split Amiras, you can split words, you can't split Kinyanim. So that's why, also, this would be better. Called Diberhu, Kinyan La'atzmo, V'ish Kinyan Echad Al-Machirav, Kinyan Yosef Al-Yerusha. So therefore, part of it being ruined is not going to ruin the rest of it. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha Teretz with the Ayala Sashachar also. Yeah.
When you say Masa
Basha Kazam HaTorah, you're saying undermines it L'chachila. So it's as if it disappears, and therefore you're left with the good Kenyan. Okay, I mean, you have to look at all those cases over there in Baba Basra. Are those cases not Masa Basha Kazam HaTorah cases? But then you say, you know, this might be different, because the whole thing does not get off the ground. That might be a third answer, Masa Kazam HaTorah. Rashi does not differentiate. We didn't get to the Gemara yet. I'm not responsible yet to answer kashas on the Gemara because we didn't get there yet. But you're right. But even so, you give one of the other answers. First answer. Siluk is different, says Rav Kivayger. There is a question exactly how we should understand the application of Masna Mashkas Batara here. Now, usually, Masna Mashkas Batara means I have a certain obligation, and you know I'm going against. I'm making a tzanai against that, and therefore it's ruined, and therefore it doesn't work. But there is a question, what exactly is the mitzvah of Yerusha? Mitzvah of Yerusha, Nachlis. This is the Rambam. It's very easy to find this Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the last mitzvah, Resh Mem Ches. Last mitzvah, I say, 248, Dine Nachlis. Says the Rambam, Shehorunu b'dine Nachlis. V'amar yis'ala ish kiyama zubed ein lo, u'michlau din zeh b'lo safek, heyos ha-bachor yorish pishnayim. The Dine Bachor is part of Dine Nachlis. That's against the Ramban. The Ramban can have separate mitzvah sasei de oraisa and lo sasei, giving bechor pishnayim and not giving bechor pishnayim. Separate mitzvah sasei and lo sasei. But the Rambam includes everything in one mitzvah, dine nachlis. So in the Sefer Mitzvah HaMelech, the Rav from Chicago, so there he points out that it's mashma from the Rambam that it's not a mitzvah on a person to give Yerusha. Right? It's a mitzvah on Bezdin, dine nachlis, to be besader nachlis. If you look in the Chinuch, he's much more explicit that it's on a person. Shahamachalik nach nechasa b'toras Yerusha v'lo chelko kedira Torah. If you try to divvy up your nechasim not in the way the Torah says, and you're doing it al Yerusha, you're not giving a matana mechai, you're not doing one of the ways to get out of it, but you're doing it like that, even though it doesn't work, you violate a mitzvah sasei daraisa because you're being mevatel the asay. Ava bishen mamish b'dvarav v'masav eno klum afal pikein b'tzavoso kein mevatel mitzvah sasei shel Yerusha. And it seems like the Chinuch is cholik on the Rambam. The Chinuch would say that no, there's a personal obligation for each person to be manchil, to leave over that the Nachla should go properly. Nachla should go properly. To the Chinuch, mutelas mitzvah zu gamala ava morish. But according to the Rambam, it sounds like it's upon Bezdin. So if that's the machlokas, so we come back to our application. Masna mashkasa batora. So what does that mean? So according to the Chinuch, Mitzvah Taf, if you want to look it up, Mitzvah Taf is a beautiful, if you look there, the Shorish of the Mitzvah of Nachlis. He talks about it there. If we have time at the end, we'll mention it. So according to the Chiddush, it seems like more of a run-of-the-mill application of Ma'atha Mashkas Batorah. You have an obligation, and therefore you're being mavatal it, and therefore it doesn't work. According to the Rambam, it's more of a chiv upon Bezdin. So it's just not a normal, usual application of this principle, because you're being mastered upon something that Bezdin has to do. Again, it's not a problem. It's not a problem, but it's just an unusual application. That's the Rambam and the Chinuch about the mitzvah of Nachlas. Again, I mentioned also the Ramban counts separate mitzvahs for Yerushas Bechor, which the Rambam does not count. He counts it all as one. One other Ha'ara, and then we'll continue. Not only is the Ma'atha Mashkas Batorah application unique here, but what the Yerusha we're talking about here is unique. What are we talking about here? The Yerusha of Yerusha of the husband to the wife. So that also, Post can point out that is not like the other. All the other Yerushas, Dine Nachlis, are blood relatives. All the other ones. A son, a daughter, a brother, everything is blood relative. So Yerushas Habal is not blood relative. Based on marriage, that's how there are some poskim that say it's not daraisa. Some tanoim, right? That's Yerusha Zabal, we're going to have that tomorrow. Whether Yerusha Zabal is daraisa, lav daraisa. So that the fact that just tips you off that Yerusha Zabal is somewhat different than the others. It's not based on a blood relative, but it's more based on a zchus, the way Rav Schechter formulates it in Eretz HaTzvi. It's more based on a zchus that he had during marriage that continues. Right? It's a hamshacha. It's not a Yerusha based on a blood relative, but it's his kinyanim, his zchuyos are not completed until after she dies, and he gets full kinyan of them. So, but it's more of a hamshacha, a continuation of what he had during life, unlike Yerusha.
Why does he have to specify?
Unlike other Yerushas.
Why does he have to specify after death?
What does he have? Well, if he doesn't have to specify, if nothing is specified, so then it goes to the wife goes to.
Then he is Yerush.
He is Yerush, right?
So it's a continuation.
It's a continuation, but he doesn't have to specify. It's a continuation based on a dinim daraisa or darabanan, depending on what you hold. Right, there's a special pasuk to include Yerusha Zabal, according to the Mandamar Daraisa. Special pasukim, right? She'eru Zuishto, even though it's not the usual meaning of the word She'er. Okay, Gemara. Tani Reb Chiya Ha'omer Le'ishto. Reb Chiya, when he learned our Mishnah, he had it not Ha'kosev Le'ishto, but even Ha'omer Le'ishto. Ha'omer, that's also why it is not a strong language, because he didn't even write anything. He just said it. Period. The Rishonim talk about what exactly is added by that line of Rechia, but either way, we have the following question. Getting back to the Gemara, getting back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if he writes, Dinu Dvarim, I have nothing to do with you, it does accomplish something. It does accomplish that she could sell. So he asks the Gemara, does it accomplish anything? What kind of lashon is that? I have nothing to do with this property. That's mine already. V'hatanya, says the Braisa. Ha'omer l'chaveru, Dinu Dvarim ein li asadezu. Person says to his friend. Rashi says, we'll go with Rashi's shot, that there are two shutfim here. There are two partners. And one says to the other partner, I have nothing to do with this property anymore. So is that a lashon that he can remove himself? Or, ein li esikva, I have no esik in it. V'yadi misulekas v'yemenab, I remove my hands from it. So you know the Braisa says, lo amar klum, that's nothing. It's meaningless. If you say, I am giving you this, I am being makna this to you, that's a lashon. But I have nothing to do with it anymore. That's not a halachically binding lashon. So ask the Gemara, why should it have any teeth in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, it accomplishes something. It accomplishes very little. We'll talk about later why does it accomplish little. But ask the Gemara, you know, why should it have any effect? The case of Kinyanim there, because Dinu Dvarim, I have nothing to do with this Sadeh, so it doesn't work. So answer the Gemara, Amri Debir Abyane, because of Lava Uda Arusa. Now the difference in our Mishnah is that he writes it before he gets it. Before he has full connection to it. Ba'oda arusa. So that's why it would work, as we'll see more in a minute. But let's stop there for a moment and look at Tosfos. Tosfos asks, in Tosfos Yirmaskal Ve'ein, Ve'ein li esek ba, v'im tomar, t'yarina b'hasholeach, there's a Gemara in Gittin, which says as follows, Gavi ha-mocher adolo ovid kochavim, yatsa ben chorim v'zorak et shechrur, v'im kasav lo ono zeo shechruro. It says in Gittin, if you write an ono for your eved, he goes free. What's an ono? My ono? Amar of Sheshes, the cost of loy, lakisha tivrach mi menu, ainli esek b'cha. Same lashon. I'm going to have nothing to do with you. Mashma de ainli esek b'cha havi lashon tov. So is ainli esek b'cha a good lashon or a bad lashon? Over here, by kidyanim, by land, by property, doesn't work. Over there, by eved, it does work. Now you would think avadim, very high standard of how you're mashachar your eved, give him a shtar. So it says Tosfos, v'nira l'Rashba, de ein li esek b'cha havi kamosha omer lo harei ava atzmacha. Ein li esek b'cha means you're for yourself. You're for yourself. So Hilka Gabi Evesh Yachol Lazakas Basmakani. So by an Eved, that makes sense. You're for yourself means that's a Lashon Shichur. By a horse, by a table, that's not going to work. The table can't be zochet to itself, so that's why it is a good lashon, but it has a specific connotation, says Tosfos. That's a connotation of you are for yourself, meaning you're for yourself. That can't get out of property, but can only get out of people. That is Tosfos Ha'ara on Ainli Esikba. So again, the Gemara said this should not be a good lashon. The Gemara answers, "Ba'odelav kosavla ba'odarusa." It is a good lashon because he says it before he has full rights to the property. So before a person, it's easy. You can be masalik yourself from something before you get it, even though you cannot be masalik yourself from something after you have full rights to it. When you have full rights to something, you have to do a full kinyan on it to get rid of it. But before you get it, so then you're able to be masalik yourself. The Ritva here adds, the Chiddush of Rashi is Shutzfin. Of course, if you own something and you say to your friend, Ainli Esik, well, of course that's not going to work. Because your friend has nothing to it. So you might have thought, says the Ritva, the Chiddush is, even by Shutfin, you might have thought it was easier because your friend already owns half of it. So there you might say it's easier just to be Masalik yourself. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara according to Rashi. Even Shutfin, the Kamash Malan, the Afal Pishu, Shutf, Imo, the Shaykh Begufa Shosada, Lo Mistalik, that's the Ritva. Of course, it's not going to work. Period. Then the Ritva adds another Chiddush. Va'omer Rabbeinu, he quotes his Rabbeim, that the only reason the Mishnah does not work is because the Lashon used is a Lashon of Siluk, of removal. But if a Lashon of Hoda'a is used, Lashon of Hoda'a doesn't exactly say what that means, but Lashon of Hoda'a, then it would work according to everybody. What does Hoda'a mean? What do you say a Lashon of Hoda'a is? No, either way, of course I'm giving it to you, I'm being makne to you, or it's yours, some lashon of hoda'ah. So hoda'ah would not be used. The only reason that it's not working in the Mishnah is because he's not saying anything about giving it, he's just saying something about removing himself. Lashon siluk. So that's what the Ritva says. Lashon hoda'ah, though, in the Mishnah would work. So the Gemara said, it shouldn't work in our Mishnah at all. The Gemara says it does work because he wrote it while she was in Arusa, means it's before she has... Before he has full power over it, as we learned at the beginning of the last parak, Arusa is, or the language, the important lashon of Rashi, of Bakadaf Ayin Ches, Arusa is Safek Nisuin, right? Oh, so Safek Nisuin, Shema Tavo De Nisuin, Shema Lo Tavo. It's a quasi status. It's a quasi marriage status, Daf Ayin Ches. It's not a full status. So therefore, it's early enough that he could be Masalik himself. And in order to understand this, we also have to mention Kid Rav Kahana. Like Rav Kahana says, Dam Rav Kahana says, Nachla haba'a la'adam mimakom acher. Nachla, that a properties that a person gets from makom acher. What's makom acher? Rashi says, based on something that you did. Meaning you got married. Makom acher. Adamasa olesh lo yirushenda. You can make a tnai that you shouldn't, doesn't really mean Yerusha here, it just means that it shouldn't come to you. But before you get it, you can make it tonight that it doesn't, it won't come to you. Uki de Rava, and also we need Rava to understand this. Dama Rava, Rava says, Ha'omer Yeshi betakanas chachamim kodzu shomen lo. Rava says, whenever there's a takanah drabanan for your benefit, you can say, I don't want it. Right, a takanah drabanan that's not specifically for your benefit, that's nothing to talk about. Right, Megillah, Chanukah, right, oh, I don't want it. Tough luck. It's not for your benefit. But it's a takanah derabanan that's specifically for a person, so then they could be mochel. My kagon zu, where does Rava say this? The woman who has a takanah derabanan to be fed by the husband can say, you know what, I'm going to keep my earnings and you can keep your bezonos. Let's say she Rashi says that she can make a lot. She has a very good maisi adayim, or she has money from elsewhere. She doesn't need the mizonos of the husband. Either way, she can have that because that takana is for her benefits. Therefore, she could get out of it. But either way, the answer of the Gemara is that before something comes into your property, you're able to be misalik yourself. Even though once it comes into your property, you're not able to. The Ron here adds on: could a child be misalik himself from the Yerusha before he gets it? I'm masalik myself with the Yerusha. I want the Yerusha to go to somebody else. So the Ron says no. The Ron says you can't do that. That's the habal. That's the dafka mimakom acher. But your father is not makom acher. Says the Ron. Oh, just give me the Sefer Chinuch. But it fits in here. Sefer Chinuch, it's a mitzvah tough. I think it's in the third volume. So it says the Ran here, La Fuke on Daf Mem Aleph in the Rif, La Fuke Yerushas Aviv. Why? Because it's never considered before you have the schus. Right when the father has a child, it's already earmarked for the child in his lifetime. It's stronger than Erison. La Fuke Yerushas Aviv, the Kivan de Royal Yersha B'chol Sha'a, since he's Royal Yersha, Hari Kuki Ilu Zachaba. It's as if he's Zochet before he Yershins it. The Inyan Lo Sagi B'siluk. Right, he can't be misalik himself. Yerusha, the chiyuv, the obligation, or the zchus that a yorish has in a chasim, but while the morish is still alive, is a stronger connection than erison. So even though by erison you can be misalik yourself, here you can't be misalik yourself unless you do mecher or matana. V'yefshah shlo zachah balagamri, and you can't sell it yet because it's not yours yet. So be manafshach, there's nothing to do by Yerusha. So that's an important point that Yerusha, he cannot get out of. So if this fits in to the chinuch that I alluded to before, the chinuch says that in the Shorish HaMitzvah, Kadesha Yeda HaAdam V'yizbonin Ki HaOlam B'yada Adon Mashgiach HaKobri Yosef. What's the Tam HaMitzvah of Nachla? Because it's to teach you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody in the world. Ubertzono V'chefso HaTov Zocha Kolachar Nechav B'yada Olam B'chelek HaNechasim Shumasik B'olamo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody property. He gives everybody a matana property, the parnasa, and the imlo michetak ubatanasa baruchu mivurechas shetimashach laolam lashinenalo. Really, it should forever be yours without the chetak kadmoni niknasa misa baolam. If the snake would never have come along, we would stay alive, and it will be ours. Umipnei siluk gufo, and because the person himself is removed from this world, eno bedin lios hefsik lamatanasa kela mivurechas. It's inappropriate that just because you have left the world, that the bracha that you've gotten leaves you. Avo tispashit me'eleha biguf ha-mishtal shel mimenu. Shezehu b'no obito. Your continuous guf should keep your nechasim. So it's like a continuation of you. V'im ba'ahu ba'avano yamosu banim lo yilo. So any connection, any karov to you. That is ulachein be'estaliku v'zaro mehen b'chato ru'im akrovim shesiyu oso l'zako. So you're really one with your father and with the morish. So therefore says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the Tah, but it fits into this Ran, that it's really a Hemshech, it's really one. So really, even before you get it, you are connected to the Morish. So that's why, that's the what's being Lafuke here, that Nachla Bolo Mimakam Acher, you can only be Masalik yourself before you get something, and not after you get something. So also one other interesting, that's in terms of Yerusha. What about before Erison? Could the husband be Masalik himself before he even has Erison to the woman? Misalik himself from what? Misalik himself from what? I forgot to mention something before, I mentioned it after. But says the Rashba, exactly what you just said, he can't do it then. It's meaningless. I go over to your property and say, I have nothing to do with your property. It's meaningless. I have nothing to do with your property right now. So says the Rashba, before Erison is nothing. I will call them Erison Mamish, Lo Asa Velo Klum. Lefisha Ba'osa Shah, Ein Lo Shaychus Klal B'Nechasim. Only Ba'odarusa Yishlo Ksas Shaychus. Where does this come up? Where might this come up, Allah Chalmaisa? The Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi has a tshuva, Rav Ozner. In Chelek Zayin, Simin, Reish Zayin, Os Zayin. He says, what is the reason for this Rashba? What is the reason that you need Erison in order to be Shayach? Is it because Erison is a Kenyan, and you're only Shayach after a Kenyan? Or is it that, no, that it's more general Shaychus? As long as you are Shaychus to the stuff, that's enough. You don't actually need the Kenyan of Erison. L'may nafkamina? Shiduchim. What if you have an agreement, what we call tnoim, which would happen before? Let's say it happens months before. So there's a shiduchim tnoim. That situation could a husband be misalik himself then, in the situation of shiduchim? He says chaps anafkamina here. If you say the issue is the kinyan of erison, that it's still no kinyan, it's just shiduchim. But if you say it's not the kinyan of erison, it's just the being shayach. So even shiduchim, you've created shaychus. So that's what he says. That would be a nafkamina between the two tzadim.
If it breaks off after that, right? Then is the over anymore?
If it breaks off after that, there is a he quotes a knas of the chasam sofer, right? If you a knas of the chasam sofer, that if you violate shiduchim, right? It's similar to the mishapara knas in Maseches Bava Metzia, that if somebody violates their word, so this is their word. But again, so there are nafkaminas. That's what he says. Of a nidom of the star siluk, shehu amnam lefe erison of alachar shiduchin. Yeah.
So can the shakun say, I'm
The shadchan, the shadchan's fee. When do you have to pay the shadchan's fee? Okay, it's a nafkamina. Okay, that is the Shevet Alevi. One other place where this might come up, halacha lemaisa, the Sha'ar Mitzrayim Ba'alacha in Chelek Dalet, in his commentary on Kisa Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, I was once asked the Shaila, according to some, we pass that an Avel has an Isra Malacha. Avel has an Isra Malacha during Avelus. What about during Aninus? Is there an Isra Malacha already during Aninus? Before the burial or not? That's a machlokas aposkim. So the question that it was asked is, let's say an avel is a partner in a store. So he's going to gain profits during avelus. He's got shlichut, people working here during avelus. So there is, some poskim suggest, again, not all poskim say that you have to do this, some poskim suggest that he should, the person, let's say before the nifter is ut, he's a gosei, so he should sell his or remove himself from any profits of the store before he becomes an avel. Because during avelus, it is a malach, he's not allowed to be working or get profits maybe from the working. So that's the discussion here. Can you do it during aninus? Because aninus, maybe according to something, is already in a malach. But that's also discussed, being misal, you're not selling, but siluk. Star Siluk. That's what he quotes here from the Chassam Sofer. Can you be misalik yourself during aninus? He says no. The Chassam Sofer says no. Eli yishli mitzchus ala matirim dal pirov yoluchlu lismadim mischarim kol meshachim avelus. You can't really close down your store during avelus. So it's better to do it during aninus than to do it during avelus. So he quotes there, again, another example of lemaisa about a siluk before something occurs. That's what he quotes here. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara's answer, how the Mishnah works, how does the Lashon of Siluk work? It's a case of Erusin, which is late enough that you have some Shaychus, right? Not like too much early, but it's early enough that you don't have full Shaychus, and therefore it would work. Ask the Gemara then, Ihachi, Afilu Nesuanami. If that's true, that it's a Lashon Siluk, and it's based on the fact that you're doing it for, it's based on this last line of Rav Huna Bar Rav, you're doing it for the benefit, afilu nisuanami. So why does it not work even after nisuin? So Amar Abaye, no, because then he's already as strong as her. Amar Abaye, nisua yado ki yada. He's as strong as her. And if something is actually yours already, you can't be misalik yourself. Rabba Amar yado adifim yada. He's even stronger than her. L'inyin certain halachas. L'may nafkamina l'shameres yavam. So the nafkamina, whether he's better than her or equal to her, has nothing to do with us. In terms of the siluk application here, they're equal. Regarding shameres yavam, Rashi quotes from Maseches Yavamis, if she Yarshin's items while she is a Shomeris Yavam, then it has a nafkamina, whether Yado Kiyada or Yado Adivim Yada. Okay, not our issue now. Period. Iboy Luhu. Next question. Kanu Miyado Mahu. What if a kinyan was made? Rashi quick thinks that this question is not on the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is because of, we just don't know what he meant, as we're going to see on Amud Beis. So we don't know what he meant. So kinyan is not going to help us because we still don't know what he meant. But the question is on the brisa, Rashi says. In the case of the brisa, which the brisa says, nothing works. He says to his friend, he says to his partner, according to Rashi, I'm a salik myself, so that doesn't work. So what happens if you do a kinyan chalipin? So does that help the issue or not? Rashi says, second to last line, Dilma ein chalipin bo'en elo ladavar sheish ba'mamish. So does chalipin help? Because do you say this is a chalipin on nothing? Or do you say that if you're doing chalipin, you're already showing that you are serious about it? We discussed all the way back to the second parak or so, the nature of kinyan chalipin. Right? We discussed that it's very unique. There is really no maisa kinyan taking place. You don't need shava b'shava. You don't have to do exactly equal. It's more of what we call the kinyan shel das. It's a kinyan which is about, just reflects the concretization of das of the party involved, of the mischayev. That's the chasa, the chasin stitch. He lifts up the pen. What, he's being coned the pen, the handkerchief? No, it's a concretization of gemira's das. That's what the Rambam writes in Ilchas Mechira. The chalipin really itself is nothing. It's just a concretization of the das. So here too, he's being serious. So does that mean he's being serious about something, or he's being serious about nothing? So that's the question of the gemara. Kanu miyado mahu. So does a kinyan help in the case of the brisa? So the machlokas, Amar of Yosef, midinu dvarim kanu miyado. No, Rav Yossi Levi just did a kinyan on dinu dvarim, which you did a kinyan on nothing. Therefore, it's still nothing. Rav Nachman Amar, no, migufa shel karka kanam yado. Once you did a kinyan, so that means you're serious about something, and we can assume that you did a kinyan on the gufa shel karka, and it is meaningful what you did. The Ritva adds on, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to say here that he didn't say dinu dvarim and make a kinyan at the same second. Because then obviously it's meaningless. Then obviously he's doing the kinyan on the dinu dvarim. But Rabbi Kazar Rabbi Yona, dafka sha'amar la v'tchilu dinu dvarim ein li alei sazazu. He said dinu dvarim, I don't have anything to do with it. And then after a few moments break, the achaga konum yado stam. So then he did it without mentioning anything. The amrinan shebala kayin dvarim shal kinyan migufa shal sada. That's the only way where you could leave open the possibility that the kinyan is going on something serious. Avalim kanum yado shalo yehelo dinu dvarim. He says, I'm making a kinyan that I don't have dinu dvarim on you. How could you suggest anything else? So kinyan dvar ba'amah velo mikni. Then sure, it doesn't work. Well, what can you do? You can't say he doesn't mean it if that's what he said and that's what he did. V'nirin dvarim. Zal, says the Ritva, and I agree with the Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's a machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. If he makes a kinyan, is it any more serious? Amar Abaya. Abaya adds on, Mistavra Milsad Rav Yosef. When Rav Yosef says it does not work, it's a kinyan on nothing, it makes sense only ba'orer. If right after he says it, the other guy tries to say, okay, I'm going to be machlok in the whole thing, and he stands up and complaining, I didn't mean anything, what do you mean? It was all a joke. Aval ba'omed. But after he makes a kinyan, and then he does not say a word after the other guy starts being machzik, and only later he starts complaining, then even Rav Yosef would say, migufa shel karka kanam yado. If he's quiet, then obviously it seems like he wanted it to happen, and he's not complaining, and therefore the kinya would be cha. Amar ha-meimar hilchasa, migufa shel karka kanam yado. Ha-meimar says, the halacha l'maisa is hilchasa, is if you make a kinyan on it, even if it was just by dinu dvarim, it would work. Rashi la meimar, Rashi has a meimar, ba'orer or ba'omed. When is the hilchasa that it's a serious kinyan? Only if he complains right away, or, I'm saying, even if he complains right away, or only if he does not complain right away. Why not Gemina? Look at Rav Yosef. Why not Gemina? I want to understand Rav Yosef Shita, because Rav Yosef made that distinction. So, a meimar answer is, I don't know of any distinction. Meaning, I say my halacha l'maisa, that the kinyan works, and it means that you're serious about gufa shel karka. Bain orer, bain omid. It does not make a difference. Period. Okay. Imkei lo makasav lavachulu. So the Mishnah said, ein li dinu dvarim. If a person uses that lashon back to the Mishnah with his wife, so she, he could still get peros, and he's still yarshin, sir. What's the only thing that his words mean? That if she sells it, she could sell it. So he asks the Gemara, why can't she say to him, no, you included everything. You said I have nothing to do with you, so I'm cashing in on this. You have nothing to do with my property anymore. Amar Abaya, no. Yad Balashtar ala tachtona. The Yad Balashtar ala tachtona. Rashi explains, beautiful Rashi, that really the Baal has three takanas for his benefit. Three takanas. Number one, he could eat peros. Number two, he yarshins her, that might be a din daraisa. Number three, if she sells items, the mecher is batel. Three things that are for his benefit. Number one, again, peros, yerusha, and mechira. So he said, I have nothing to do with you. So we don't know what he meant, says the Gemara. So we have to just include the lowest thing that he might have meant. Right? Just the most minimal. Because why should we include anything more? So therefore, what's the lowest thing? The lowest thing is that if she sells it. If she sells it, so then we say, the sale is good. Right? That's the only thing we say. But Peros is something more, Yerusha is something more, so we assume it was he only meant to exclude himself from her ability to sell. So we say, that's what it means. Yad Bala Sharal Tachtona. She's holding this star that he wrote. He wrote, Hakosev Lishto, Ein Li Din Utvarim. He wrote this, so the Yad Bala Shtar is Al Tachtona. The Shita B'Kubetzes adds that this is an unusual usage of Yad Bala Sharal Tachtona. Usually Yad Bala Sharal Tachtona is regarding the one who's being motzi. I'm holding a star that says, Reuven owes me $100. Or, it doesn't say $100. It's a little rubbed out. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it says 100 or 200. The one before, the one that was rubbed out. So the Gemara in Bava Tzia talks about this. So you only collect the lowest common denominator, 100. The motzi, Yad Bala Shara Tachtona always means the motzi. Here, says the Shita B'Kubetzes, it's a little different. Because the Isha is holding the star, and the Baal is the read the lashon, right? Vim tomar hadi abash atonah hadi mishum da baal ashtar hu amotzi v'achad da adraba he avi muchzakas. She is the muchzak. She is the muchzak, and the question is, he's going to be motzi peiros. He's going to yarshin her. So really, he is the motzi, but she is the baal ashtar. So says the Yeshiva Gebetzes, because he wants to fit it in to be parallel to all the other times. No. Really, once Chazal made these laws, it's as if he's the Muchzak. It's as if he's the Muchzak. So it is Yad Baal Ashtar HaTachtona for the Motzi. The but here is Rashi, and that's the Pshat of Rashi, when the Rashi says, the Baal Mikri Muchzak, keep it the Zachar Lo Chachamim, B'Shlosh Dvar Melu. So it's considered as if he is the Muchzak, and she is being Motzi. So that's Abaya. So Abaya says, Yad Baal Ashtar HaTachtona, so there are three things the Baal should get, so he's only removes himself from the lowest one. So the Gemara says, and it's about to ask, why is that the lowest one? Why is the Mechiri the lowest one? Ve'ema mi perei, maybe from Peros. Maybe he removed himself from Peros, and that's the lowest one. Why? Because Peros is only a goof. A sale, that has to do with, Peros is not the goof. The sale of the property, that's with the goof. So maybe Peros is the lowest thing that he would have wanted to remove himself from. Amar Abaya botzina tav mikra. A person would rather have a small gourd today than to have a large gourd in the future. Meaning, Peros is something right now. Right? He could have Peros right now. So he'd rather have the Peros right now than worry about something in the future about getting the goof after she dies. So that's why, you know, we don't assume that it was Peros. We're talking about Peros in the Mishnah. Isn't Peros Takanas Usha? The fact that the Baal eats the Peros, isn't that Takanas Usha? So if you look in the Rashba here, right, Takanas Usha was after the Mishnah, right? You read the Gemara, we had a Gemara before. The Gemara said, it's a Mishnah, what do you need Takanas Usha for? So the Rashba quotes the Ravid, it says, no, it must be, based on this Gemara, that Takanas Usha was around, but not a Mishnah. It must be that it was around, it just wasn't Mefurish anywhere. And that's why Usha had to come around, Takanas Usha, and make it Mefureshes, and make it that everybody holds of it. But really, it must have been around even earlier. But really, it was around even before Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. That's the Chiddush of the Ravid, quoted in the Rashba here. It says the Gemara continuing, so how do you know that the husband wanted to remove himself from Mechira, from the ability of her ability to sell her from Peros? Maybe it means Yerusha, because Yerusha is only a later. Maybe Yerusha, and there's a chance that maybe that he'll die first also, so it's not even a shayach. So Amar Abaya, no. Misa shchicha mechira lo shchicha. Misa is shchiach. It's more common than mechira. A person only removes himself from something that is lo shchiach. Something that's shchiach, that he's not going to remove himself because he doesn't want to lose. What does it mean, misa shchicha? So what does it seem to be saying? It seems to be saying that her dying is shchiach. Her dying before him. That's what it sounds like. So why is her dying more common? Little Tosfos, because women have childbirth and men don't. Shema mishum derov pa'amim mistakenes b'leida, like we say in the Baba Malikim, right? That's women, so it's more of a chashash. Misa is more shchia. That's what Tosfos says. The Ritva quotes this Tosfos and thinks that there's a better answer. Better answer. That no, Misa Shchicha just means Misa is more Shchiach than Mechira. That's all it means. She'ein derech ha'isha limkar b'nachaseh mishim shevach be'saviyah. They generally wouldn't sell their property because it's shevach be'saviyah. Right? So they don't have to come on Mesukenes B'leide. He says, ve'ein sarach, says the Ritva, to come up to that chiddush. Okay. Continue the Gemara. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, no, there's a different way to answer up both these questions. Why not Peros? Why not Yerusha? Ravashi Amar, the lashon that he said, I'm going to remove myself from b'nachaseh. I remove myself from your property. From your property excludes fruits of your property. From your property excludes after death, where it's not your property anymore. Right now it's my property. You've removed yourself because you died. So Rav Ashi says that's why we assume it's the you remove yourself from the Mechira issue and not from the Peros and the Misa issue. Fine. That's a discussion. I think we showed him ask whether that's cholik on the earlier answer of Yad Baal Ashtar HaTachtona, because it's definitely being cholik on the previous two answers of Peros and Misa. Is it even rejecting that? And if he does reject that, but what do you mean? That's the principle in Kol Torah Kula. So that's why I think most try to say he does not reject that. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Olam Ocha Peros. Rabbi Yehuda says he eats Peros until he says I don't have any Peros. Taner Rabban Elohim Peros Elohim Peros. What are they? What are peros? Hechnisa lo karka vasta peros. She brings in land, and if there are fruit that grow on it, harihe peros. That's peros. Machar peros v'logamin karka vasta peros. Let's say he takes those fruits and buys land with it, and then that new land makes peros. Harihein peri peros. That's fruit of fruit. Ibailu. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, he removes himself from peri peros. until he says, I don't have anything to do with your peiros ad olam. So ask the Gemara. Peiros dafka, what's the crucial lashon of Rabbi Yehuda? Is it the peiros asked line, odilma ad olam dafka, or is it the second half of what he said, the ad olam line, odilma travayo dafka, or is it both of them? If peiros is the crucial part of the line, ad olam amali, so why does it say ad olam in the Mishnah? Hakamashva, no, maybe that's to teach me. Keep it the cause of the peiros. Once you write peiros, command the cause of ad olam dami. He says, if you write ad olam. That's why ad olam, but really the crucial lines is pay repairs. And if you say ad olam are the key lines, key words, pay repairs, lamali. So why does it say pay repairs if ad olam is the key lines? Hakamashala, no, that could be teaching me something else. Avagav the kazala pay repairs. It's to teach me that even if you had written pay repairs, ikazala ad olam in ilolo. I would have thought only if you say ad olam, but if you don't say ad olam, then it would not be usher forever. And if you want to say both are crucial, tarti lamali. So again, why do you have to say both? Why would you have to say both lashon? Sricha, you would still need both lashonos of peir peiros and ad olam. Because of the peir peiros, well, because of ad olam, if you don't say peir peiros, hava amina peir peiros with the achdo achel. I would have thought only peir peiros would be aser. Avo peira the peir peiros, but three steps removed. Fruit of the fruit of the fruit, achel. I would have thought it's limited to peir peiros and not anything after. Lachi isrich ad olam. So that's why you have to say. That's why the Mishnah had to say ad olam also. Because a lot of olam, because of a lot of peir peiros, and if you only say ad olam and not peir peiros, hava mina lo olam peiros kai, I would have thought it only on the first level, peiros, and those would be aser forever, and that's it. And lahaki isra peir peiros. That's why we have to say peir peiros. So the Gemara does not answer it. What's the ikar part of Rabbi Yehuda? The first half, the second half, both. So he explains why the Mishnah makes sense according to each of the possibilities, but really didn't answer. Period. Ad olam, but olam might be forever only of the peiros, not of the peiros. Right? Only the what's there now. Only of stage one. You can never eat these peiros. But you might be able to eat peiros. What if he says, I have nothing to do with your property or your peiros? He does not say peiros. He doesn't say step one. So, mi peir peir salag nafshi, mi peir lo salag nafshi. Do you only look at what he explicitly said? He excluded himself from peir peiros, but not peiros. Or no, of course, come on. If he removed himself from second stage, surely from first stage. Peir peiros includes peiros. So pshita to be called mili salag nafshi. It must be that he removed himself from everything. Why? If you say he only removed himself from peir peiros, and not peiros, kiva dachal tinla peiros, peir peiros eicha. There will be no peir peiros. Because if peiros are muta to him, so then it's meaningless that he says peir peiros. Because he's always going to eat the peiros. The Gemara says, wait a minute, that's not true. Ulu taimech, hadzan Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? La'om la'olam o'ocha peira peiros. Rabbi Yehuda omer, la'olam o'ocha peira peiros v'chulu, kiva dachlinu la'peira peiros peiros v'meheicha. Why is there any case ever of peira peiros? Peiros will always be consumed. Ela b'dashayra. What must you say in the Mishnah? It's talking about a case where there was some left over. If there's some left over, then it's shayach. So hakanami b'dashayr. So here too, it's a case that we could still have the question of whether peiros is significant and whether it includes peiros or not in a case where it was left over. You're right. If he eats everything, it won't be left over. But the case is where something was left over. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we continue with Yerusha Zabal Daraisa Darabanan. And Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we also get back to cases of Migu and Shtaros and Shuda Dedaini on Daf Pehe.